The church given a preview. The Union and the Confederate forces, having gained a glimpse of the involvements and proportions of the struggle ahead, began to dig in for a long and bitter conflict. Near the close of the year, the government appointed a day for the nation to unite in fasting and prayer. On Sabbath, January 4, 1862, God disclosed to Ellen White in vision many elements relating to the war, its prosecution, the philosophy behind it, the protracted struggle ahead, and the futility of national fasts, under the circumstances. It seems impossible to have the war conducted successfully, for many in our own ranks are continually working to favor the South, and our armies have been repulsed and unmercifully slaughtered on account of the management of these pro-slavery men. Some of our leading men in Congress also are constantly working to favor the South. In this state of things, proclamations are issued for national fasts, for prayer that God will bring this war to a speedy and favorable termination. I was then directed to, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke?" I saw that these national fasts were an insult to Jehovah. He accepts no such fasts. This put Seventh-day Adventists in a vantage position with an understanding of what to expect. In the lead article and testimony number 7, Ellen White declared, "Thousands have been induced to enlist with the understanding that this war was to exterminate slavery, but now that they are fixed, they find that they have been deceived, that the object of this war is not to abolish slavery, but to preserve it as it is. In view of all this, they inquire, if we succeed in quelling this rebellion, what has been gained? They can only answer discouragingly, nothing. That which caused the rebellion is not removed. The system of slavery, which has ruined our nation, is left to live and stir up another rebellion. The feelings of thousands of our soldiers are bitter." Referring to the treachery of congressmen and of Union Army officers who were sympathetic with the South, she declared, "As this war was shown to me, it looked like the most singular and uncertain that has ever occurred." As to international repercussions, she stated, "I was shown that if the object of this war had been to exterminate slavery, then, if desired, England would have helped the North. But England fully understands the existing feelings in the government, and that the war is not to do away slavery, but merely to preserve the Union, and it is not for her interest to have it preserved."